Britney Spears won't return to performing after conservatorship battle. The singer reportedly has no plan to return to the stage after breaking free from her father, Jamie's control. Britney Spears won't be returning to the stage once her conservatorship is done with, according to TMZ. Performing just isn't a priority for the 39-year-old singer. And unfortunately for fans, there's reportedly a slim chance she'll be doing it soon again. The report falls in line with Spears' manager Larry, Rudolph? Resigning from her team in July and citing the pop star desires to officially retire. Is Britney retiring? It's been over 2.5 years since Britney and I last communicated, at which time she informed me she wants to take an indefinitely work hiatus, according to Larry, who worked with Spears for 25 years. Y'all. I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, I think she deserves, you know, a break. This conservatorship, the whole thing has been a mess, and mentally it could be draining. So, I mean, it's a little devastating if she don't return ever, because after Glory, and I feel like Glory is such an underrated project, but yes, Glory is such an underrated album. Like, every record is a bop. So I'm ready for a follow-up, but at the same time, I understand. And then you have to give it to Britney, like, for over 20 years, 2 decades. Well, since, what, 99? Yeah, 2 decades. Almost 2.5 decades, Britney has been delivering good quality, and, you know, her discography speaks for itself. But a little bittersweet that, you know, she's not in such a rush to return. And I can understand it, like I said, because mentally she's been through a lot, and physically she's been through a lot. And just to enjoy her freedom, you know, somebody said Britney got married, but I haven't saw that yet. I know she's engaged. And I know she wants to have more kids and stuff like that. So she just probably want to live a normal life. And there's plenty of Britney Spears music for us to enjoy. There's albums that I still haven't gotten into. And I think I'm going to check out In The Zone. Because a lot of my YouTube subscriber has been telling me that I need to get into In The Zone. So I'm definitely going to check that out. But so if you're hearing, like, a lot of noise and nature in the background, it's because it's such a lovely day. The rain is gone, and I decided to come outside and record. But with that being said, Britney and Sam are not married. They are engaged. So, as I thought, so we're going to say congratulations. And we're just happy. I know y'all are as happy as I am that things are turning around for Britney. Like, that's what's up. I mean, because it damn near made me cry on several occasions just thinking about what she was going through. And the enslavement, I'm like, how can a person sell millions and millions of records, become one of the greatest selling artists of all time, and not be in control? And it kind of upset me when people speak about her not really knowing you know, what's going on. I was with a friend when I heard about, you know, Jamie being suspended or being, you know, taken off of her conservatorship. And that friend, along with others who have been around me when I talk about Britney, love to bring up the fact that, well, she went crazy at one point. And I'm like, well, do you know the story? I mean, the things that she was under and faced with, especially with paparazzi and just being controlled, it'll make anybody act out. And somebody that suffered with mental illness like myself, like, we all have our moments, but that don't mean that she deserved what was given to her. So yeah, we just go celebrate that. Congratulations on a new life, pretty much. Britney told the courts in June that she felt enslaved by her father, Jamie Spears, throughout her conservatorship while performing endlessly for years. In California, the only similar thing to this is called sex trafficking, making anyone work against their will, taking all their possessions away, credit card, phones, passport, the Slave for You singer told the courts over the phone. Thankfully, if Spear ever does decide to return to the stage, it won't be under her father's thumb, thanks to the Los Angeles Supreme Court Judge Brenda Penny. And Brenda, we thank you so much, because this is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. On September 29th, the judge removed Jamie from his daughter's conservatorship after 13 years, calling his control over Britney's life toxic. Penny's ruling came the same week Britney attorney Matthew petitioned the courts to suspend Jamie from the conservatorship immediately. Matthew also requested to appoint certified public accountant John Zelber as Spears' temporary conservator, which Judge Penny approved. Britney says that she still has a lot of healing to do. Days after her father was suspended as her conservator of her estate, Britney Spears said she's taking some time for self-care. But Britney says she gonna take some time for herself, and which is very much so needed, you know. Britney been through a lot, and although I would love, like I said before, you know, I want to see, you know, a follow-up to Glory and all that good stuff like that. And like, I keep mentioning Glory because Glory was so underrated. Like, I don't know. Glory was underrated, y'all. How do we slip up on Glory? But that album, every song is about. But as much as I want to follow up and want Britney to just be like, hey, I'm back and I'm free and all this, that, and third, I care about her well-being, her mental state of mind. Like, that is the most important thing to me. And Britney, take as much time as you need. Like, you want to take 15 years, 20 years, whatever, take your time. We will be here. I hope I'm alive and around to witness it. But yeah, you deserve happiness. You deserve freedom. It's sad to think about, you know. And I'm gonna plug in my little I'm gonna plug in some of my business right now. My late night creep sex and relationship talk segment is coming back, and in the prepare
And me, with, how am I trying to say this? With me preparing to bring that show back, I was going through my old tablet, listening to some old interviews that I did. And I ran across the very first show that I did about dealing with the Free Britney movement back in 2019. So I've been on this emotional roller coaster, this Free Britney movement, since 2019. So since 2019, I've been on it with Britney. But if I think about like her core fan, her day one A1 fan, who probably been on this Free Britney movement since way before, and Britney, who's been under this BS for 13 years, man, it's a long time. And it just kind of sickens me when I think about her peers like Christina and Mandy and Beyonce and, you know, Justin and all the people back in the days who around the same age as Britney and came into the industry around the same time as Britney, and they all millionaires and living their life and doing what they want to do, and Britney basically been controlled for so long. It's disgusting. You know, one of the biggest selling artists in the world, like, what? The money that her family is controlling and spending, she made the money. She is the breadwinner, like, and she don't have control? That is garbage. That is BS, man. So I'm proud. I'm happy for Britney. I'm so excited I can't even get my words together. Y'all know how I get. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still the same king who get tongue twisted and tongue tied when he gets super excited. Yes. Let's keep reading though. Where did we stop at? Although there is some changes and things to celebrate in my life, I still have a lot of healing to do, Spears posted to her Instagram. In the post, she showed a picture of a tree growing through a hole and a roof into the blue sky. Spears said she has a great support system. Thank God, Brittany. Thank God. And it's taking time to understand that it's okay to slow down and breathe. It is. It is so okay. Like, this girl toured endlessly, back to back, dropped records back to back, dominated the chart back to back for almost 25 years. Baby, as much as I want you to hit the stage and drop an album, baby, take your time, Britney. Take your time. I just want my life back. It's been 13 years, and it's enough. Her father, Jamie Spears, who also was her personal conservator, which included making medical and health decisions until 2019, another person was then appointed for that role. A temporary replacement is overseeing her finances. And a hearing on terminating the conservatorship altogether is scheduled for November 12th. Yes, because we need to end this garbage. This is garbage. It should have never started and need to be over with. Yes, I'm so happy about that. Spears made her engagement public to her longtime boyfriend Sam in September, just days after her father filed a petition to end the role in the conservatorship. Yes, 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 man. And I'm even more excited about this because when I first saw the news on CNN, it was a few days ago, and me and my friend, we was in this and that. I'm like this. Is it like this? We was at this restaurant in Atlanta. It's like this. Yeah. And we was getting ready to get something to eat. And I looked up and I saw it on the news. And I'm like, yes, I'm all excited or whatever like that. And now I've had this conversation throughout the years with
a lot of my friends. Because a lot of my friends, they're urban, you know what I'm saying? And they know Britney, they know the pop legend, they know the princess, they know the queen, Britney or whatever like that. But, and they know the surface stuff that had been put out. They know when she shaved her head and all that stuff like that. But they don't know why, and I always have to explain to them why. Which I shouldn't have to, because we all human, we all have our moments. My friend was like, didn't she go crazy? Didn't she lose her mind? I'm like, how many times have you had a breakdown in one day? I just saw you break down yesterday or spaz out. Like, we're human. We all have our moments. We're entitled to our moment. She just a celebrity. Her moments are public. But that gives nobody the right to have this much control over her life. Like, I deal with mental illness, so should somebody have control over my life, over my spending, over who I lay with, sleep with, marry, how many kids I have? Like, no. And you, that's why I was telling my friend, like, you ain't got them all either. But, like, most of us don't have it all together mentally. But at the same time, we got it. We're still good enough to just get by. And I feel like once I break it down to them like that, they see it in a different way. Britney had a lot going on. Being controlled by her family. Thinking that she was in love when it wasn't. Having the media just criticizing and basically just rip apart everything about her and everything she do. Being under this magnified glass, like, it's ridiculous. Like, put yourself in her shoes. It's gut-wrenching. Like, nobody deserved that. Nobody. If that's the case, then somebody go get Azalea Banks or what her name. And the way she go off on Instagram, put her on a conservatorship. Not saying that we should do that, because she, you know what I'm saying, she got her freedom of speech, she deserved that. But I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna do this to Britney, there's a lot of other people we should do this to. But the bottom line is, it shouldn't be done to Britney or anybody else unless it's necessarily, you know, needed. And for Britney, it wasn't. And the fact that it was done by her family for this long, it's sickening. Like, the millions and millions of dollars that y'all got is because of her. Like, I'm just glad that it's over with. Hopefully. I'm glad that her father is not over her anymore. And I'm glad that she got a little bit more freedom. And I'm hoping November 12th, we can just call it a wrap. Like, that's what we're going for, right? Like, for real. That's what I'm hoping for, y'all. Man, it's been a long journey, Brittany. It's been a long journey. Like, and we still got ways to go, but we are almost getting there. Brittany just gave me hope, y'all. She gave me hope. I feel like we making progress. I feel like anything is possible now. Come on. And thank you again to Judge Penny. Like, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody who's working. And I hope, and I'm hoping that Brittany really has like a good support system. I'm hoping everybody around her genuinely want the best and going to make sure that she's good. And I hope she takes some time to just sit back and just visualize everything, see everything, and make great decisions since she's taking this break. Like, yes. Oh, is that heaven on earth? Please turn it up.
With you.
Y'all, this is my song.
So in love. I said I'm so in love. I said I'm so in love. With you. Yeah. That my shit. Can we start that over? Please.
Alright, y'all, my royal family, my kings and queens. Y'all already know what it is. It's Top Music and Entertainment Show. I'm your host, King Felice. Free Britney, man. We been on this movement for a while and we're seeing a victory. Until next time, my kings and queens, love each other, support each other, protect each other. But most of all, know your worth. Hey. Oh.